Blog Talk Radio.
Stand up for this is your life. Stand up for humanity.
Good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is Cynthia Fontaine, Spirit Guru, and the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. You have been listening to You Are the One You Have Been Waiting For by Errol Star Francis. You can find that song on iTunes. Download it. It's a great song. I love it. It's got such a fantastic beat, and it's so inspirational. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I know I was a little bit delayed there, so appreciate your patience this morning. Good morning over here on Facebook. Let's see, why will it not let me scroll down? This is so weird. So I can't see the whole feed. I see good morning, Mary Elizabeth. Good morning, Sheila. Good morning, Fatima. Good morning, Allison. For some reason, I can't go all the way back to the top. I don't know why. So if you are here and I'm not saying good morning to you or good afternoon, I know, Fatima, you're in Portugal, so it's afternoon there, then just because I can't see you in the news feed. So nice to see you, Sheila. I be seeing you. Tracy, good morning, Tracy Donovan. Sheila, will I be seeing you in San Diego at Oracle Palooza? I hope so. I know you have a brand new store you're in Kansas. So for all of my Kansas people, Sheila, if you can put the details for your store in the comments, that would be great so people can know how to find you. So today we are talking about the proverbial shit hitting the fan. We all have it, and it happens, you know, it can be lots of different kinds of shit: horse shit, dog shit, cow shit, chicken shit. You get the idea, right? I hope it's not too early for some people. Good morning, Jackie from Australia. Well, actually, it's about what, maybe 1 a.m. there, depending on where you are in Australia. So you're in the middle of the night. Wow, so nice of you to tune in. So when the proverbial shit hits the fan, what do we do? And how do we distinguish when it's ours or when it's someone else's, right? So, you know, if you guys are just tuning in for the first time or haven't heard the shows, didn't hear the show last week or a few weeks ago, because I was off the air for 3 weeks because I was moving. And, you know, generally when you move, the shit hits the fan, right? In a sense, because there's all the chaos of packing and moving and what are you keeping, what are you not keeping, et cetera, and then, you know, organizing the movers, and you hope and pray that the movers are good if you haven't used them before. And in my case, the movers were an absolute nightmare. It was so ridiculous. They broke things. They didn't bring a hand truck or tools. It was an absolute nightmare. And so luckily I have really great friends and partner and daughter. And so everybody kicked in and we ended up moving more than half of the stuff. And so that could be sort of like one of those times when the proverbial shit hits the fan. Cause I was expecting the movers, like the last movers I hired, to come in, you know, everything was packed up, ready for them to put in the truck. And, you know, they just had to load it, put the furniture in, et cetera. Even my bed, which is, as my daughter calls it, an old people's bed, because it's one of those Craftmatic adjustable ones. You can, you know, do zero gravity and all that, whatever. Even that was completely taken apart and just ready for them to move in the truck. And anyway, so what can you do, like, to keep your wits about you? Because we all have these stressful times in our life, whether it's with movers or it's, you know, when your car breaks down or when your bathroom pipe, your pipes burst or something, or the house floods, or there's a passing in the family, or somebody that you love gets themselves into some hot water, right? Those are just a couple of examples of the shit hitting the fan. One thing that I really want to talk about today is how to know when it's yours to work with and when it's not. Because really, when stuff happens and when the shit hits the fan, it gives us an opportunity oftentimes to not only see what we're really made of, but to you know, really be clear about what is ours to deal with and what someone else's to deal with. And also, you know, how are we going to deal with it, basically? Are we going to totally freak out, be totally stressed? Are we going to take on other people's stuff? So, like, one of the things that's going on in my life currently is one of my family members has got themselves into a little bit of a hot mess. And in the past, I would have jumped through hoops to assist this person and to do whatever I could to help this person get out of hot water. And, you know, I realized through all my years of training and studying that as a team player, so I'm a team player profile in the Reese Thomas profiling system. I'm a charismatic leader team player, but I will often team play, especially for, you know, my tribe. And so normally I would in the past have gone and jumped through hoops for this person, because that's just what I was taught to do, really. I was a big part of it, you know, and as the oldest sister in the family, the oldest girl, you know, I have tons of cousins and everything, but I'm on I'm the oldest on my mom's side, and then on my dad's side, I'm kind of, I'm towards the oldest, but not the on the oldest. But anyway, so I had to really sit with this and spend some time to get clarity about exactly what I was willing to do to help this person while yet not crossing into the land of grenades, right? Oh, what's the thing? What do you call those things that they put in the ground? The landmines, right? Because it's so easy to do. And it's we have commitment is not the right word, not the word that I want. We really have an obligation to ourselves and to the people are in our lives that we care about to stay in our own lane, to understand what is ours to fix and what is theirs to fix, only if they choose to fix it. I want to say good morning to Carla Rob Bastian. I don't know if Rob is there or if it's one of the kids. So glad you're tuning in. Good morning, Sarah. Good morning, Deb O'Connor. Good morning, Chrissy. So nice to see you guys all here. How do you gain clarity and stay in your lane? First is really an honest inventory, right? And really looking at sort of the circumstances, right? So it can be, say, for example, a family money gets themselves into trouble with money. Maybe they have a gambling problem. Or maybe they spent their food money on a new coat or, you know, some frivolous thing that they didn't need, right? And then they come to you and they're like, oh, we have no money for food, blah, 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 right? And it's the 10th time they've come to you or the 100th time or you know, whatever, right? Or they don't have the money for the rent. So one of my sisters used to come and raid my kitchen. And she would come to the food pantry and raid my kitchen so that she could feed herself and her husband. And then her daughter. And at that time, you know, it wasn't that she was being frivolous or anything like that. She really needed help. So and I could provide that. So I was really clear about sort of being in my lane and also not crossing over into her lane. Where, you know, if I felt that she had money and she could do this, but she was spending it irresponsibly or something like that, then I would have said, hey, stop buying this, you know, and spend your money where it should be going. So it's important that you kind of have a clear picture of the individual or individuals and other people that surround the issue that's coming up when the proverbial shit hits the fan, okay? And then also be clear about, like, you, your own self. And then also, you know, sometimes we have to ask for help. And that's so important, right? We need a team sometimes. And when things happen, oftentimes people are too proud or too stubborn and won't ask for help. Good morning, Colleen from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Oh, we have people all around the world here this morning, this afternoon, and this evening, if you're from Australia or or Portugal. And so it's really important about understanding what's your stuff, what's other people's stuff, and what you're willing to do to help the other person or persons. And then also, do you need some assistance? There are times in my life when I needed help from other people because I couldn't do it on my own. And moving was a perfect example of that. There's no way I could have done this all on my own. And so, you know, I was really fortunate to have other people that I could lean on during that moving process. You know, which turned out to be a couple of weeks You know, really, everybody was burnt out. I have a lot of stuff. And not only that, but the new house is twice the size. But the kitchen is small. It's the space is large, but there aren't a lot of cabinets. So I need to put more cabinets in. And so there's been this whole process. Now cabinets are here. Now the cabinets have to be installed. Right. And so, you know, I'm a knucklehead and I will often try to do things myself, even things I shouldn't be doing. So some of the things that I shouldn't be doing is like trying to move heavy things by myself. And I will often do that. And then, you know, I end up with having to go to the chiropractor, having to go to the massage therapist. I have to spend a lot of money so that I can feel better because I have I have a lot of back and hip issues. And I know I shouldn't be doing that, but I do it often anyway because I don't want to wait for help. I don't want to keep asking people for help. Marianne, it's harder to ask for help when you're always the helper. Yes, Marianne, that is so true, right? And when you're always the helper, number one, you know, I think we have all ladies on here this morning. I don't see any guys joining us. But, you know, women typically tend to be the helpers, right? And part of it is society and the way that we're brought up because we're expected to do for everybody. And part of it, it could be your profile also. So there are five personality profiles. There's the team player, who are the helpers, and the team players help because it makes them feel good, not for any other reason other than it makes them feel good. The charismatic leader can be helpers, but the charismatic leader is going to help because it may make them feel good, but only if it maybe they get accolades for it, right? Or it benefits them somehow. The knowledgeable achiever will help because it's appropriate to help. The creative idealist would love to offer to help, but they're all over the place and they can't get their act together to get there to help. The emotional intelligence specialist will help, but they'll help in small, soft ways. Maybe they'll say some prayers for you or, you know, something, who knows. Oh, sorry, hold on, you guys. My dad is calling and that's very unusual. So hold on 1 second. I'm just going to answer this in case it's an emergency because his wife is working today. Hey, Pops, what's going on? What's happening? Oh, okay. Well, I'm on the radio, so can I call you back? Okay, I'll be off the radio about 11:45. Okay, Dad, I'll call you back after I'm off the radio. I'll call you on the house phone. Okay, bye. Okay, not really an emergency. I got him a cell phone for Christmas because I had gotten him a Lifeline alert, but he wasn't carrying it around with him. Excuse me. So I thought it was sort of silly to be, you know, paying for this Lifeline if he wasn't carrying it with him. You know, he'd go outside and it would be in the house, etc. So just before Christmas, he said, "Hey, I saw this cell phone on TV and it has an emergency button on it. Can you check it out?" So I said, "Okay, Dad." So I check it out and I said, "Okay, look, this is what we're going to do. I got it for him. I said, we're going to try it for 2 months and I want you to carry that cell phone with you all the time in your pocket. And then I want to make sure that it worked because his house is sort of like in a dead zone where you have to be in a certain part of the house for any cell phone to work in it." Okay, so I all of a sudden have a really tickly throat. And usually that happens you know, if it's not mine, when there's somebody on the air or on the Facebook page who has words that they need to say that they have not been able to say to someone. So if that's you, if you're on the Facebook page and you need some help with that, just type in the chat and I'll pull a card for you. See, because now it's clearing up, so I know it's not mine. So it belongs to one of you guys out there. Okay. So anyway, so I get him the cell phone, and he actually calls me pretty regularly on it, which I really like because, you know, I would always have to call him. He didn't call me. So I like that he calls me now. And he does carry it with him wherever he goes. But apparently he's done something to the cell phone. So now I need to fix it. And that's why he was calling. So I will call him later and see if we can get the cell phone straightened out without me taking a drive up there, because it's an hour drive, which I don't mind. But I have been driving all over the place this last week dealing with this, dealing with some of the shit hitting the fan within my family. Okay, so hopefully I can fix it over the phone. All right. And so this is a really great example and good timing, right, about when stuff happens. And then what is my boundary and what am I willing to do, right? So if I had to go up to my dad's to fix the phone, I would do that. But, you know, he has a house phone. And if it's something where he is calling out and people couldn't hear him, then I would probably go up there pretty quickly, because then, you know, he wouldn't be able to call if he has an emergency. But since he just called me and I could hear him fine, then it's probably not crucial. So I will probably say to him, okay, Dad, this is what my schedule is. I can come up on this day. And so, Deb, it's you. Okay, with the throat. Yeah, because it totally cleared up, right, as soon as I said that. I'm in Atlanta with my daughter helping her move. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be said, but, aha, I get it. All right, Deb, so let's see. I'm going to go to the Wisdom of the Oracle. Oh, look, I just found some scratch tickets I bought before I moved, because one of my friends told me to buy some. I don't usually buy them once in a while. At Christmas time, we swap a bunch of us. We spend $20 a piece, and we put all the scratch tickets in a paper bag, and then go around the table, and everybody skips. Everybody pulls out scratch tickets till they're gone. Okay, so Deb, what is your best right action in speaking with your daughter about the stuff that needs to be said? What is your best right next action? Okay, let's see. Why? Well, that's interesting. Oftentimes when I get that card, it makes me think of why am I asking, right? So I'm going to pull a couple of more cards just to see what else can go with that there. Okay, this one wants to come out. Be flexible. Okay. So the why are you asking could be, you know, why are you asking the question, right, about stuff that needs to be said. So it could be, why are you not talking about it? It could be, why are you, you know, asking the question about it? There's a number of different things that the why could mean, and you have to think about that. And, you know, it's really all about being flexible. And I'm just going to take a quick peek at the why, because I feel like there might be something that stands out particularly in the book for you around the relationships. So let's see. I should have looked at what number card it was, and I didn't. Okay. So it's interesting because I've got being flexible and blessed were the next two cards that came up. Oh, this is so interesting. So I'm just going to read this little bit to you. We don't always know why we're engaged in our relationships the way that we engage, because mostly because our feelings aren't always logical. Now is the time, you can't make this up. Now is the time that you recognize whether you're being triggered by someone else or if your behavior is motivated by unresolved issues of the past. When you ask yourself, why am I feeling this and why did I say that? Spend some time in introspection and the answers will be surprising. Oh my goodness, you can't make this up. So listen to your intuition, Deb, and be flexible. And if you can do that, you will it'll be blessed. So the interaction and whatever the conversation is that you need to have with your daughter will be blessed. Definitely be blessed. Okay. So, yeah, I guess, Marianne, there's a few of you in here this morning with things to say. Good morning, Corrine. I hope that I'm saying your name correctly. So, Fatima, I'm going to pick a card for you about your friend that you have not seen for a while. So, what's your next right best action regarding your friend that you have not seen for a while? I feel like that there was some kind of misunderstanding or disagreement between you and the friend, Fatima. I don't know if that's right, but that's sort of what I'm feeling. And let's see. Oh, okay. So yin in protection. So yin is about not taking action. It's about the feminine. It's about just sitting back. And you know, often waiting. But in protection, it often means that I have to look at if I am the one that's always giving, right, in the relationship. Because, and it's interesting because we're talking about giving today, right? And as women, we tend to give. And so it's about stepping back again and being the one to receive rather than give, okay? And we often have expectations that we have to give, right? But what we really need to do, the best thing is to be clear and transparent and know that we sometimes have to set clear boundaries. Yeah, that's right, Fatima says. Okay, great. So, Fatima, you want to ask yourself, are you in this relationship? Have you been the one that's been the giver and the other person hasn't? But also, you need to ask, have I allowed myself to be a receiver? Have I allowed the other person to give to me as well? Because I often, you know, put the door up, right? Bad connection. We're having a storm here today. Okay, so hold tight. I don't know if, let's see. Okay, so the video is paused, but I hope you guys can still hear me. I'm right next to my video, my internet connection. So I don't know why it must be just because we're having a storm. So it looks like you guys can still hear me because I'm seeing the hearts. So that's great. Thank you so much. So I will just keep talking and hope that the video reconnects. I don't know why it has gone out here. Because I'm looking at my phone and it looks like the signal is pretty strong. Okay, so anyway. Totally triggered by your own stuff, Deb. Yeah, right? Hello. Oh, good morning, Guinevere. Working on this end. Oh, okay, great, Corrina. Thank you for letting me know, because it says here that it's trying to reconnect and my video has been paused. So I'll just keep going because it seems like it's working okay on everybody else's end. Weird. Mercury is not even in retrograde. Okay. So back to sort of what's going on in my life right now, right? Where and being able to ask for help, being able to receive. So we just passed Mother's Day, and my kids always wanna, you know, take me out for Mother's Day. And I'm like, oh, let's go during the week, or, you know, let's just have a burgers on the grill or something like that. And they always say no. So they were sending me menus, and I'm looking at some of the menus, and one of them had meatloaf for $22 on the menu. And I said, what? You guys are out of your mind. That's craziness. We're not going to a restaurant and pay $22 for meatloaf. Can hear me from Rhode Island. Okay, great. Thanks, Sharon. And anyway, so, and the whole thing just about going out on Mother's Day, you know, with these expensive restaurants that they were picking, was I was like, why spend all that money, you know, just for one meal or whatever? It's different, you know, when it's just like two of us going out, but when it's a whole big group, you know, it's a huge bill. But anyway, so I heard my guides say, remember that when someone offers a gift and you refuse the gift, you may be interfering with their karma. And I thought, oh, right. So I let them take me to this fancy restaurant, and we had the most wonderful time. And I didn't look at the bill. Normally I would be like, let me see that. Nope, I didn't look at the bill. I didn't fuss. Normally, you know, I'll put money on the table. And I just said, oh, well, you know, remember that if when someone wants to give a gift, then it helps them too, right, in some way. Okay, so that's kind of where we're at. And it's still, my video is still saying that it's paused. I don't know why, what's going on. Maybe I don't want to jump off and jump back on, because then that might be, I might get bumped off completely. I don't know. All right, so I'm going to go to the phone lines and see what our callers have got going on over in the Blog Talk studio this morning, or again, this afternoon or this evening, depending on where you're calling from. So this is area code 646, and the last four digits are 0073. Hi, caller. Hello. You're on the air. Hi, this is Cynthia. Who's this?
Hey, Cynthia. This is Lisa. How are you doing?
Lisa, I am really well, thank you. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. I like what you're talking about this morning.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad that you're enjoying it.
Yes.
So how can I help you with what we're talking about this morning?
Well, it's so funny because I'm the kind of person, I don't like to accept gifts, but if, going forward, if someone wants to give me a gift, I'm going to be open to it. So that way it doesn't mess with the karma. I remember I did that years ago with a boss, and I turned down a gift. It was a money gift, but I turned it down, and I think about it today. I'm like, dang, I wish I had taken that money. So I'm going to always keep that in mind. If someone wants to give me a gift, take it gracefully.
Yes, yeah. It's so important, right? Because I used to be the same way, and sort of like the universe will send us tests, right? So So before this, when because I just bought a house with my daughter, and the closing costs were more than double of what I was expecting. And one of my friends, I had a conversation with one of my friends. And I was like, oh, you know, we're kind of scrambling. The closing costs came back, $16,000, blah, blah, blah. And anyway, the next thing you know, I had a check in the mail for $1,000.
Nice.
Yeah, and this friend, I know, you know, this was not easy for this person to do. They're not, you know, they don't have bags of money. And I really had to think hard about it, right? Because it was such a generous gift, and more generous because I know that this particular person, you know, doesn't have money to throw around. And again, mm-hmm. I heard my guide say that you don't know what contract you may have with this person or what their karma is, you know, and so take it gracefully. And so I did, and, you know, still I can feel a little tension in my body about it, but yet, at the same time, it's actually brought us closer, and we were already, you know, good friends, and she started out as one of my students, which happens sometimes with my students. You know, they start out students, and then we become friends. But they all keep staying as students. They never stop taking my classes, you know, which is a lot of fun. But anyway, and so it's really a lesson that we have the opportunity to revisit over and over again, and we'll keep getting those sort of lessons or opportunities until we get it, until it really sinks in and we get it.
Yeah. Right? Yes.
Yeah. And then it's when it sinks in and we get it, then there's even more opportunities to be grateful for the blessings that are coming in, right? So not only is it important to be able to receive, but it's important to receive with grace and with have lots of gratitude, because gratitude is the abracadabra for everything. And not like the fake kind of gratitude, because some people will be like, oh, I'm so thankful, but yet, you know, they're really not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they might be thankful, yep. But oh, but I wish it were more, or I wish blah, blah, right? Or I'm so thankful, but, right? Because maybe it wasn't the way they wanted it, or whatever. So like, my boyfriend gives me all the work that I need to do my own spiritual stuff, right? So he's not the best gift giver. He tries, and he's thoughtful in his own ways. But I often return his gift.
But
I have learned to be more gracious and show gratitude, you know, even when the gifts are, you know, let's say not so well thought out.
Okay.
And I share some of them, but they're just so comical. And he would be embarrassed if he ever knew I said some of the gifts that he gave. But anyhow. Very practical, I'll say that. So he tends to buy practical things. But, you know, wrong sizes and, you know, whatever. Anyhow, so he tries. But I'm really bad at hiding my facial expressions. So I have to remember he's a sensitive, right? And that, again, gratitude is the abracadabra. So we can sort of like train our men, right, to maybe be a little bit better shoppers or whatever, by showing gratitude for what they did shop for us for, right? And then just return it quietly.
Oh, yes, yes.
You know, yes. Susan Brochen is laughing over on Facebook about my students keep taking classes, but, you know, we become friends. So again, you're like, gratitude is the abracadabra. It's the magic wand, right? I have all kinds of magic wands. That's one of them you can hear. But it's the magic wand of creating more in your life. And also, it creates a freedom within our soul and within our body when we have gratitude for everything that comes into our life, even the most difficult things. Because we're creatures of habit and we're human beings, the difficult things come in, and that's what makes us do our spirit work, right? Makes us do our self-improvement work. When life is going smoothly, you know, we kind of just coast along. We go to the movies, we, you know, meet up with friends, we go to work, we do whatever, and then we don't think about our internal or spiritual self. And then the shit hits the fan, and then, oh my God, we got to do something. We have to change something, right? So, okay, so now that I got all that out, I'm sure that you're calling with a question or something this morning.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I did listen to your show today. Yes.
I'm glad you're here. So,
yeah, okay, it's definitely going to make me think of things differently when these things do happen to me. Because I always say, no, that's okay, no. But now I'll just say yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so I do have a question. So my job, currently I work overnight. This is not my dream job, but it's there because I need to pay bills. And I do see that the company, they're going to be merging with a new company starting in June. Do you see any new job opportunities opening up? Because I'm intuitive myself, and I keep seeing a job posting hanging up. I just want to see if you pick up anything on that. Oh, I could be wrong.
Yeah, no. So my guys are saying about 2 months.
Okay.
And then new opportunities arise. Doors open up, and it looks like about 2 months. So I'm looking at July. And maybe even into August. So I feel like that there is a possibility that they're telling me that there'll be three sort of opportunities. It could be even new positions within this merged company. But I do feel like that there will be an outside door opening. So something outside of the company, because I do feel like there's an outside door opening. What do you do for work?
I do customer service overnight. So it's not what I really want to do. I have a degree. I definitely want to go back into administrative assistant or corporate. I would love to do that. But now I'm also in school as well. So I'm just kind of taking things in my own hand and making my own opportunities.
Okay, great. So this is a trick that I use with some of my clients. You're going to take a piece of paper and you're going to draw a line down the middle.
Okay.
And on the left side of the line, I want you to write everything that you can think of that what the perfect job would be.
All right.
Okay. On the right side of the line, I want you to write all the things that you can think of that would be bad about the perfect job. Like, say, for example, I don't want to drive more than 20 minutes, if you write that.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you feel like it's really complete, and be really specific. So I'll give you a great example. With the house that my daughter and I just bought, I wanted a well. I wanted well water, not city water. And we got a house with well water, but I didn't say I want well water with really great pressure. Water pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So the water pressure is so bad some days that I can't even rinse the shampoo out of my hair.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So really bad.
Some days it's really bad. So, and it's a brand new well. But it was drilled 2 years ago, but then the house sat empty for 2 years. So it has to keep working, and I've had the well man here twice, et cetera. So I put the well in, but I didn't put in a well that has really good pressure in the shower, right? Really have really good water pressure. So you want to be as specific as you can be. Everybody's laughing on Facebook. What you leave out will be left out.
Okay.
Okay. So when you get the list, what you feel is really completed, and you look at it and you go, oh, yeah, that looks really good. All those things on the right side of the paper, you now have to transpose those into a positive statement. So say, for example, you write, I don't want to drive more than 20 minutes. You're going to say, I want my driving distance to be within 20 minutes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The universe does not hear, don't, not. It skips over those negative words. It skips over the lack. Okay. And it goes right for the subject. Do you get that?
Okay. Yes, I do.
So once you have it all transposed to positive statements, then you want to rewrite that in green ink. If you were doing it for love, it would be red. But since it's this job and money, it's green. And you rewrite it and you burn the paper. You do that every day for 30 days. And then you take the original, the master copy that you made the transposed delta positive, and then you put it on an altar in a sacred place and just forget about it.
Okay, I'm going to try that. All right. It sounds challenging. So
it's a lot of work. It seems like a lot of work, but it works. It's so well, right?
All right.
So try that out. And again, it's important that everything is in a positive statement. And if you find that you're writing it all out and it comes out all positive and you don't have to transpose it, great.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to do it now.
Get really specific. So, you know, if you want to, the field that you want to go back into, you know, you want to put specifics. What hours do you want to work? Do you want to work from home? What kind of people do you want to work with? What kind of company do you want to work for?
Mm-hmm.
Get really as specific as you can.
Okay. All right.
And then, you know, just put it away and leave it up to the universe and say, this or something better. Because maybe the universe is going to bring you something even better than you could have imagined. So don't be attached to a particular company, a particular job or position. Let the universe bring to you what is the best for your best and highest good. And remember, how much money do you want to make? Put that in. Do you want health benefits? All of that.
Yes. Okay. Sounds excellent.
Okay. But again, I see two or three new opportunities. And again, I do see an outside door opening. So it could be something from outside of this company. And they're saying, yeah, for outside coming in. Yeah. So I don't feel like that you'll be, when I look, I don't feel like that the company is going to cut you or you'll be jobless. I feel like they will offer you something or there'll be a couple of different positions that you can sort of look at that you're qualified for. But I do see an outside door coming in. That one might not be till August, but they're saying July, August, two or three opportunities.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. I'm open.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Better opportunities. Yeah.
Yeah, good luck. And then, you know, let us all know how you do.
I most certainly will.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling.
It was a pleasure speaking with you.
It was a pleasure speaking with you as well. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow. So much fun. I love doing this. All right. So we only have 2.5 minutes left on the Blog Talk studio, but you guys can stay over here and hang out for a few minutes in Facebook. And if you're on the Blog Talk radio studio, come on over to the Facebook page, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, and hang out with us over there. Oh, you guys are giving me so much heart and hearts of love this morning. Thank you. I love it. Jackie, manifest a new position. Yeah, honey. Oh, yeah, talking to Lisa. Great. Yeah, so Jackie says challenges allow growth. So, yes, going back to that. And so challenges do offer growth because as human beings, it's natural nature for us when things are going smoothly to just keep going the way they are. And it's when the challenges come in, when we have the opportunity to change and do something different and an opportunity for growth. So this opportunity with my family member that's going on currently right now has given me the opportunity to remember that it's not my job to go in and rescue them. I can assist in ways that works for me, but it's not my job to go in and rescue them, to fix things for them, to wave my magic wand, and fix things for them. It's up to them to start making better choices and to fix their life. And I can't force them to do that. All I can do is offer what I know and what I'm able to in order to help that person. Good morning, Patty Ann. Good, Guinevere, good morning. I don't know if I said good morning to you. Good morning, Stephanie. Let's see. And again, if I missed any of you guys, it's because for some reason I can't go all the way back in the news feed this morning. I don't know why. Facebook, you know. All right, so we're about ready to wrap up over on the Blog Talk studio. You guys all on Blog Talk, thank you so much for listening, whether you listen live or listen to the replays. You can find me on Facebook at Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. I'm on Instagram. I'm also on Twitter. And if you'd like to sign up for my newsletters so that you can get updates on what I have going on, my website is cynthiafontaine.com. And also, you can book appointments through my website if you'd like an individual appointment. I also have coaching packages available. And I have some new things in the works that will be coming up, which you guys will know about soon, and it's gonna be fun. All right, you guys over on Blog Talk, I love you all, and come on over to Facebook. I'll see you guys on Blog Talk next week. Okay.